This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A spokesman for one of the Ukrainian brigades operating next to Bakhmut said on Monday the country's forces are defending the city. In a televised interview, the soldier said Russian troops have intensified attempts to assault. He said the enemy tries to capture our positions. Small groups attempt to carry out assaults, but in the past couple of days, the number of people in those groups increased. Around 30 people per group try to break through our defense lines, but they failed so far. Russia is trying to encircle Bakhmut, its first major gain in more than half a year, at the culmination of a winter offensive that has brought the bloodiest fighting of the war. Ukraine's top prosecutor said on Monday a criminal investigation had been launched into what he called the, quote, brutal and brazen shooting of an unarmed person depicted in a video shared on social media and accused Russia of ignoring the laws of war. A 12-second video widely shared on Twitter shows an apparently unarmed man in uniform with a Ukrainian flag insignia on his arm standing smoking in a wooded area. Multiple shots are heard coming from an unseen shooter. Iran's supreme leader has spoken out about a series of suspected poisonings at girls' schools. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says officials must pursue this matter seriously. It's important. If there are some hands behind this and some persons or groups involved, this is a big and unforgivable crime. It's the first time Iran's supreme leader, who has the final say on all matters of state, has spoken publicly about the suspected poisonings. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The director of a hospital in a disputed border town in Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland says about 200 people have been killed and hundreds more wounded in weeks of intense fighting. Both sides blame the other for starting the fighting, which has also damaged hospitals. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
For about a month now, Somaliland Army has been fighting with clan militias for control of Las Anod. Somaliland, which broke away from Somalia 3 decades ago, has controlled the town since 2008. But the local clans support Somalia's federal government and wish to be governed by it. Despite local and international calls for a ceasefire, fighting has continued, rising fears of a full-blown humanitarian crisis amid a biting drought that has already affected thousands of people in the contested region. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog on Monday said a compromise in the government's judicial overhaul plan could be imminent, even as protests against the reform continued to spread. Local media circulated a letter by 10 former Air Force chiefs to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, warning of the quote-unquote grave and tangible threat posed by the judicial overhaul plan a day after reservists said they would not turn up for training in protest. In a statement late on Monday, Netanyahu criticized the threats to refuse military service, which he said endangered Israel's existence. The U.S. government is working with authorities in Mexico to try to locate 4 Americans who were kidnapped at gunpoint as they crossed the border from Texas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the return of 4 missing Americans who crossed into Mexico to buy medicine last week. Agents say their white minivan came under fire and a shootout left at least 1 Mexican citizen dead. All 4 Americans were placed into a vehicle and driven away.
We're standing ready to provide all appropriate consular assistance.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says this is considered a dangerous area. A witness in Mexico says she saw the gunman force a woman to walk to their pickup. 2 other people were dragged, and 1 was carried to the vehicle, which then drove off. I'm Jackie Quinn.
5 soldiers have died after they tried to cross a river in Peru looking to escape from protest in the southern part of the country, Peru's human rights watchdog said on Monday. The members of the Peruvian army disappeared last Sunday when they tried to cross a river in Peru's southern Puno region, where many of the protests calling for former President Pedro Castillo's release from prison have taken place. I'm Joe Ramsey.